You know, you speak, you hear a good many old people, older than I am, may I say, that they speak of merry-go-round, you know, as a flying Jenny. But I think mostly it was originated by just putting a plank on something and turning around and around and around, fastening it down where it would, could go around.
Mm-hmm. I think that's probably what it was.
And they'd ride it, but...
What about something you had, to be, when you had a stove that burned coal or something, a metal container that you had to hold the coal in next to the stove?
Scuttle.
Okay, is that what you carried the coal in with, too?
Mm-hmm.
And a thing of moving rocks around in your field or something, you'd... You might have one of these that's got one wheel on the front and then two handles
wheel
in the back.
Wheel
bear. Okay. And there's something, a small thing you sharpen a knife on.
An emery. Well, you could, you mean one of those little rocks?
Right. Some people call them wet rocks.
Wet rocks.
Yeah. Mm. What about a big one that's got a handle on it you might keep at the bottom?
Grindstone.
Okay. You're right on these.
I tell you, I've been in the country.
Right. What about if a wheel on a wagon or something is squeaking, you might have to put some what on it?
Oil.
Okay. Or if it's down in the hub, you might get a big can of what?
Grease.
Yeah. And do what to it? Did you say you're going to what the wheel? Did you just say you're going to grease it?
Grease it. Okay. That'd be what I would say.
Okay.
To get it.
Wait,
when
your hands all white.
Yeah, greasy.
Right. Toothpaste comes in a what?
Tube.
I used to say, what is inside a car tire? But you know, they don't make car tires with inner tubes in them anymore. So
no, they don't.
I just use the toothpaste.
inner tube.
You know, I didn't realize that until one summer I tried to buy an inner tube for my kids to use swimming.
Mm-hmm.
And that was hard to find. You used to go to the filling station and for a quarter you could buy an old inner tube.
All sorts. It had been patched up.
Right.
Maybe they didn't have a one patch on them, but you could patch them and take
and
them.
And now, unless you buy a new one down
at
Sears or something, you don't get one. Filling station
you
don't
sure
even
don't.
Bother to handle them anymore. Do you ever hear or have you ever heard people around here use the term right smart to mean a lot? He owns right smart land.
Yeah, right smart land.
Okay.
Yes, I've heard it many times.
If somebody wants you to try some soap powder or something like that, they're liable to give you a free
sample.
Okay. And something that you wear when you're cooking to keep the food from
apron.
If somebody has a very nice dress on, you might say, well, that sure is a what kind of dress?
Well, pretty or attractive. I'd say pretty.
Okay. Do you make any difference between something that you write with and something that you pin your clothes together with? Do you call them both a pin, or do you call one of them a pen and the other one a pin?
Well, I think I call them both a pin.
Well, I do too.
To say.
I have an argument with some of my speech teacher friends over at the college that say you're not supposed to, but I say...
Well, where in the world, I mean, if they're both, well, of course, a pen, if you say it distinctly, pen, of course,
right.
You would say P-I-N.
But people in this part of the country don't make
you just
that
don't
difference.
Do that. You don't speak that correctly, I suppose that's what you'd call it, but that distinctly, I should say.
Well...
By saying a pin or a pen,
right.
You know, to come out and say it in that manner.
Yeah, I've never heard it around here. If a man buys a three-piece suit, the pieces would be what?
Well, I would say the pants and the coat and the vest.
Okay. You might talk about a dress or something, you might say a coat, you might say, I tried that on yesterday and it... Just what?
Fit.
Okay.